We're up to the pasuk in Haidu of the imu hishienu, the keyishenu, and say, save us, the keyishenu, save us, Hashem that saves, the kabtzenu and gathered us, vatzilenu. And save us, Menagoyim, from the nations. Lahoydus Shem Kachacho, to thank to your holy name, Neshtabech Besilasacho, and to praise with Hashem's Tehillos, with Hashem's praises. Now, before we go to the explanation of this pasuk, which has in it things that need explanation in the Pasha Pshat, but before we get to that, the Ma'bit in Beis Halakim says that in this pasuk is the fundamentals of Tefillah. Are in this pasuk that the first step is ve'imru hashienu elkei yishenu. When a person davens, he has to realize two things. First of all, where he is, that what he's missing, that he's imperfect, that he's immortal, that he needs salvation. That's the first thing, the shuflus ha'adam. And the second thing is elkei yishenu, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is a koyochul miyuchul. How powerful Hashem is, and Hashem could save him from everything. These are the two things that a person has to realize when he davens. The contrast between him who needs the help of Hashem and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and that Hashem is able to help him from everything, and how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Then he says, nowadays we use tefillah as a tool to ask for our bakashos, kapteinu v'atzileinu min ha'goyim. Nowadays we ask tefillah. We use this kayak of tefillah that we have to daven to be saved for our other tzrachim, whatever tzrachim a person needs, in personal tzrachim, tzibur tzrachim. We use it to daven and ask Hashem for them. But when it comes time for Mashiach, we'll use tefillah for its ultimate purpose, which is skarmus al Hashem. It's a dveikus to Hashem. It's a way to speak to Hashem. To daven to Hashem is an avoid in its own right, even when somebody doesn't need something. So la'asalavoy, when we won't need anything, we won't need the Hashenu l'kei Hashenu, we won't need the Yeshua, we won't need the Kavtzeinu v'atzileinu min ha'goyim, we won't need any personal bakashas. Then we'll use tefillah for its own merit, l'chodesh Hashem kodshecho, as a way of being thanking Hashem, l'shtabeich b'tzilasecho. Now there are two questions that stick out on this pasuk. David HaMelech said, "V'imru Hashienu, Elikei Yishenu, V'kabtzenu, and you should gather us." So the Rekech asks that in the times of David HaMelech they were in Eretz Yisrael. So what does it mean, V'kabtzenu? So the Rekech answers, and the Kabtzenu refers to a tefillah on the Asalavi. David was a Navi, and he saw that there was going to be a Golus. So David had them daven that they should be saved, and that they should have a kibbutz golius in the times that they go into golus. But it wasn't a tefillah for then, it was a tefillah for the future, that when they will be in golus, David was davening that they should be gathered from the goyim. This is the one mahalak to the first question. Now the second question that the Mefarshim ask is, seemingly it should be the other way around. It should be v'hatzileinu v'kabtzeinu. That first should come the Hatzalah from the Goyim, and then we should be gathered to Eretz Yisrael. Because once we're gathered to Eretz Yisrael, we don't need the Hatzalah anymore. So the Torah Tmimah says that the Chazal tell us, the Gemara says, Chatzal Sakhalish Baruch Yim Yisrael, Shapizram Beinu Umas, that Hashem spread them out amongst the nations, in order that they shouldn't be able to destroy them, because there's always in different places. So we say to Hashem that He should gather us, but we only want a gathering that is a Hatzalah. A gathering that won't be a complete Hatzalah from the Goyim we don't want, because such a kibbutz is detrimental for Klal Yisrael. For it's for their Hatzalah that they're spread out amongst the Goyim. Reb Shimon Schwab teaches a different teich of Kabtzenu, and with this could be answered both questions. He's coming to address the kasha, the Rekech, that they weren't in Golus yet. And he says that Kabtzenu doesn't mean, it doesn't say V'kabtzenu min ha'goyim, mibein ha'goyim, we should be gathered from amongst the Goyim. From the Goyim. V'kabtzenu means even in Eretz Yisrael, because at that time there was already internal fighting in Klal Yisrael. And David was saying, "V'kapteinu yachad," we should be gathered together. That they should all be gathered, meaning they should be in ichul levavos. They should come together. And when Klal Yisrael comes together, that itself is vatzileinu min hagoyim. And that's the pshat in this order of v'kapteinu vatzileinu min hagoyim. That Klal Yisrael wants to be gathered together, not gathered from galus, but the coming together of Klal Yisrael, and that will be that tzolah min hagoyim. I'd like to suggest a different pshat based on the words of the Maggid Tzedek. The Maggid Tzedek says that we daven v'kapteinu vatzileinu min hagoyim specifically in this order, because just like Eishes Loit wasn't zeichet to see the punishment of Sdaim, so too, maybe we're not going to be zeichet to see the punishment of the Goyim. Therefore we say, Kapteinu, first Hashem should take us out, away from the Gauls. And then, Vatzileinu min hagoyim should come the punishments of the Goyim. That's all is going to require their punishments, and we're not going to want to see their punishments, because maybe if we're not zeichet, we'll be damaged from it, we'll be hurt from it, just like Eishes Loit was hurt from it. To the pshat itself, that he says, I don't know why we daven specifically in a way that we won't be zeichet for this. But to borrow on his words and say that maybe a reason why we want the kibbutz before the hatzalah, if the hatzalah refers to the punishment of the goyim as well, maybe one could think of a theory, suggest a different pshat. There's a famous story with the Ger Tzedek, that when the executioner took the Ger Tzedek to kill him, he asked him, what type of revenge will you take against us, Goyim, if it comes out that you didn't that right? What revenge are you going to take against us? What revenge are you going to take from the Goyim? So the Ger Tzedek said, I'm going to answer you with a marshal. That there was once the crown prince, was a five-year-old boy, and he's playing in the sand with one of the servant's children his own age. And the prince built a sandcastle. He spent hours building it, worked very hard, and was proud of his accomplishment. Came along the servant's son, and he went over to the sandcastle and he knocked it down. The king's son was very upset, and he turned to the servant's son and he told him that maybe nowadays you're the bully, and you're the one that's stronger, and you're able to knock down the castle, and I can't do anything about it. But you should know, one day, I'm going to be the king. I'm the crown prince here. One day, I'm going to be the king. I'm going to rule over this whole empire. And when I rule over this empire, I'm going to take my revenge against you. Years pass, and the king dies, and the crown prince becomes the next king. When the crown prince comes, when it comes the new king, this boy that came, a servant, he grew up also in the king's palace, and he took over his father's position of being one of the servants of the king. He was scared and fright that, oh no, the king promised he's going to take revenge against me. Who knows what he's going to do now? So the king heard that he was a fright, and he told him, don't worry. Now that I'm king of a vast empire, you think I'm going to busy myself with child's play? That's child's play. Now I have an empire to run. I have much more important things. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not going to busy myself with that now. That's nothing in comparison to what I do and what needs to be done. So too, Lo Asa Lavoi. Klal Yisrael is going to be busy with enemies of Hashchinah, Skarvus Lelekim, that they're not going to want to take an akama from the Goyim. Meaning Hashem can give them their punishments that they deserve. Yeshdin v'yeshdayim. Yishdaim Yishdin. But Klal Yisrael itself won't extract Nekama, because Klal Yisrael has something much more important to them that they're going to be busy with. And that is a scarabs like him that will be an enemy of Hashchinah. So it could be that the makar for these words of the Ger Tzedek is in this pasuk, that we daven to Hashem v'kapteinu min hagoyim. The first thing we want is right away the kibbutz of hagoyim, even before the punishment comes. Because our matar is we should go right away to Hatzolah. We want to be Meshabech with the Tzilos of Klal, with Hashem. And we don't care about it. We understand that there has to be a Hatzolah which included in a punishment to the Goyim, a din on the Goyim. But we're not interested in that. Because our focus is, the reason we want the ultimate Gula is not to extract revenge from the Goyim, not that the Goyim should be punished, and not that we have to rejoice in seeing their punishment. But the reason we want it is, That's what we want. And therefore we want that to be first. Because this is what we want to be busy with. We don't even want to waste time on watching the Revenge of the Goyim. Now we end off with Shtabeach B'Sil HaSecho. The Siach Yitzchak explains that all the Nisim that Hashem does is for Klal Yisrael, that makes His Tehillah in the world, like Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, when the sun stopped, for Yeshua. All the Nisim that Hashem made, and through this all the nations of the world are marked the Galus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they come to praise Him. Like the Pasuk says, Shabchu Kol HaUmim Ki Gavar Aleinu Chasdoi. And that's what it means, the Shtabech B'Sil HaSecho, that we're the cause through Klal Yisrael, we're Goyrim, this Shvachim of Hashem. Revram Ben Agro says, Revram Achi Agro says, based on the Gemara, that Hasidim Tzadikim Likar Kodesh, that Tzadikim are going to be called Kodesh, the Klai Yisrael is going to be Mishtabech B'Sil HaSecho, they're going to get the Shvach of the Tilos of Hashem. Then the Pasuk continues, Baruch Hashem Elikei Yisrael, Baruch Hashem the Hashem of Yin, Min Ha'olam V'Ad Ha'olam, from this world to the next one, Ma'azet Ha'olam Abba, the Yom Kol Ha'am Amen, and the whole nation will say Amen, the Halal Hashem, and they'll praise Hashem. This is the way the Pasuk says it in Divrei Hayamim. In Tehillim it says, V'omar kol ha'am amen, and the whole nation said amen. So the Rekech explains that in Divrei Hayamim, it's V'yomar kol ha'am amen. David is commanding the whole nation to say amen. That's why it says, V'yomar kol ha'am. David saying that now that he finished thinking of Rachel, the nation has to say amen. In Tehillim, it's talking about what Klal Yisrael did, and therefore it says, V'omar kol ha'am amen. The whole nation said amen. V'halal Hashem, and we praise the Hashem. The Rekech says, and this is the Makar that we say in Kaddish, V'umru amen, V'naymar amen, that the Chazan says to them to say amen, and then the Tzibur says amen. This comes from this, that David says, V'yomar kol ha'am amen, that David said that everybody should say amen, and then they answered amen. And we continue, Roimim, Baal Leib points out that the Derech is an organization, a Maisid, they want to come kosher, they borrow a name, they take a name of a person that will mechavad them, that the planning is Maisid. Certain person, this Rashiva, this Gadol, this Gvir, has to do with their Maisid, and that praises the name, it uplifts the Maisid, it uplifts the organization. Kaviyochel Hashem calls himself a Lekei Yisrael to uplift Klal Yisrael. He lends his name to us. That Hashem's called a Lekei Yisrael. That he takes the name Yisrael and he calls himself the Lekei Yisrael. And this is the extra Shvach that we have. It's like to uplift us. And Siach Yitzchak says that the reason he's called a Lekei Yisrael is because there's a Bzunda Ashkocha Protius with Klal Yisrael. And the pasuk continues, Reimimu. So we already explained that Reimimu doesn't mean, by Rimimcha Hashem, doesn't mean literally we're picking up, even though Reimimu means to pick up. But it means that the Shvachim, the Rishayim explain, usually make a person feel higher by Basar Vedam. So to borrow terminology, when one praises somebody, it's called uplifting. Reimimu Hashem Aleikeinu. Vishtachu Hadim Raglov. So Hadim Raglov refers, Hadim Raglov is the pedestal. We should bow down to the Hadim Raglov, the footrest. Now what does this refer to? So Haaretz Hadayim Ragloi, the Haaretz is the footstool of Hashem, but the Rekech says it means more than that. We find that the Beis HaMikdash and the Vayam and Nechos refer specifically to Hadayim Raglov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shem Shalfal Hirsch explains that the reason that Beis HaMikdash specifically referred to this, even though the whole land is called Hadayim Raglov, is because we learn from the Beis HaMikdash the trick to Hashras Hashchino, that if we want Hashras Hashchino, it has to be a place that's submitted to the Avodah of Hashem, like the Beis HaMikdash, the place of Mikdash was the place of Avodah Hashem. So to any place that wants to be Adam Raglov, wants to show us Hashchino, has to be fully submitted to going in the ways of Hashem and following the following Hashem. Now the Rekech says the reason why the Beis HaMikdash is referred to that Adayim Ra'aglov is because the Kisei HaKavod is Mechuvin connected to the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it's by the Kisei HaKavod. Kaddish Hu, Hashem is Kaddish. Raimimu, Hashem Aleikenu. Pick up Hashem, exalt Hashem, Aleikenu Hashem, Nishtach Ul HaKadshei, and bow down to His the mountain of that's Kaddish, meaning Harabayis, Ki Kaddish Hashem Aleikenu, because Hashem is Kaddish. So the Magen Tzedek explains what this pasuk is coming to add, that the first pasuk we said when there's a Beis HaMikdash, one has to bow down to the Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash has Kedusha to it. Now what is B'Shas HaKorban when there's no Beis HaMikdash anymore? We still say Reim Hashem Lekinu Mishtach LaKodshoi. You have to Mishtach to the Arbayis. Why? Ki Kodesh Hashem Lekinu. The Rambam tells us the Kedusha is Arbayis LeBotro Shashchina Heine Betelo. The Kedusha comes from the Shechina, and the Shechina is Leibotel. So what we're saying is, the Har maintains its Kedusha, it remains Har Kodshoi, even when there's no Beis HaMikdash. Why? Ki Kodesh Hashem Aleikenu. Because the Kedusha is Machmas Shechina, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Kodesh, whether there's a Beis HaMikdash or not. And Magen Tzedek explains, that's why they put next to it, the next Pasuk, V'hurachum. V'hurachum Yichaper Ovim V'lo Yashchis. That we say Hashem is Rachim, He's merciful. And he's mechaper oven. He forgives sin v'layashkes, and he doesn't destroy v'erbalishiv apa, and he does a lot to hold back his anger v'layoyer, and he doesn't arouse kol chamase, his entire wrath, the entire anger of Hashem. We'll explain soon the meaning of this pasuk, but the Tzedek explains the hemshich of the pasuk that it is like this: that the pasuk saying the only thing that we're missing when adding the Beis HaMikdash, if there's still the kedusha there, is that we can't bring karbonis to be mechaper for us. Because now that we're in Golis, there's no Karbanis. Because there's no Beis HaMikdash. There's no Karbanis. So we're bringing this pasuk to tell us, no, v'urach mechaper ovim v'layashkes. Hashem gives us, even in Golis, ways of tshuva. A person can do tshuva, can be mechaper himself through Isaac b'tayro. Tshuva and tayro is a complete kapara for a person. And a person can give the create a kapara even in Golis, even when there's no Beis HaMikdash. So if that's the case, one's going to ask, so why did Hashem destroy the Beis HaMikdash? If the Kedusha remains, and the way for we have Kapara remains, so why did Hashem destroy the Beis HaMikdash? And that answer is, Hashem put a lot of His anger on Eitzim HaAvonim, destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, not to have to destroy Klal Yisrael for the Averis. That's the reason that it was destroyed. Now the pasuk says, V'urachum, that Hashem acts with Rachum. Yichaper Ovin, he should forgive Averis, V'lo Yashchis, and he shouldn't destroy. Now what does it mean, V'lo Yashchis? So, the Al-Shech says that of course it can't mean that Hashem is Mevatar and Averis, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Vatar and Yivas Ruchayiv. But what it means is, Hashem's Marachaf, and He allows a person to live even though he didn't Averis, for a chance to do tshuva. Based on his words, I wanted to say, and I saw Rabban Leib says as well, that the Talmud Dvarah says that when a person does an Avera, it's created from it, Malachim Ashchisim, Ben Malachim, are created from the Avera. And those Malachim needed to be sustained, because anything in the world needs something to sustain it in order to survive. So the surest heading is, Hashem should say, the Aver should go, eat up the person, destroy the person, it should be sustained from the person. Because the Hashem didn't create this Malach, the person with his Aver created this Malach. Shaloi b'retzayin Hashem. So therefore the person should have to sustain the Malach, and the Malach should take this person's life. But from the Chasodim of Hashem is, says the Talmud Devar, that Hashem sustains this Malach, that shouldn't destroy the person. That's where Rach Mechapar Ovin V'layashchis. It's the Marechaf that it doesn't let the Malach be Mashchis the person. V'hir b'lo Hashem Apa, and Hashem does a lot to turn back His anger. V'lo Yor Kach Hamasa, and He doesn't arouse, awaken. So there's Machlokes of here, if Kol means all of it, but some of it He does. That's how some of Farshim explain it. And some of Farshim explain Kol Hamasa, any amount of it. The Yaivitz and the Sechitz explain that it means any amount of it. Not at all is it poured out, any of the chemo. And the Siach Yitzchak in the Malbim explained the difference between Apa and chemo. Apa is an external anger, like an acting of angriness. Chamasi is the internal anger that's in the heart. So the external anger, we could survive if Hashem uses some of it. The hirbala shivapoy, but Hashem holds it back and he doesn't turns it back and doesn't use the whole thing. He uses some when it's needed at some point, sometimes. But the chema of the lave, the internal anger, the internal wrath, Hashem doesn't awaken it at all. Because that's too dangerous. If we'll be waking up, Hashem does not mar it at all. Then we continue, Ata Hashem. You Hashem le sichler rachamecha mimeni. Don't hold back your rachmim from me. The Divna Magid says that we're davening that we should be able to get Hashem's rachmanis to be rachim at others. That we should also use the midah rachmanis and call rachim al abiris rachim alam min hashemayim. So it's a twofold bakasha. We're asking that we should also be rachmim. Hashem shouldn't hold back that we rachmim shouldn't be to us, but we shouldn't be able to hold back his midah of rachmim that we should also be able to have it. And we're asking for this midah rachmim, today we should be rachmim at others as well. Chazdcho v'amitcho, your chesed and your emes. So here it's a machlokes if it's two things or one thing. Some of Arshim explained that chazdcho refers to a favor for no reason. V'amitcho is when there's an avtacho for this hatavo. That's why it's called amitcho, because Hashem was maftiachit, and therefore it's amitcho that Hashem made it emes, the avtacho that he gave. The Yavits and others say Chazdecho v'amitcho means like Chesed shel emes, a Chesed that was without a hope of Tashlum. If Tisi Madi Chesed v'emes, like Yaakov said, it's a Chesed without a hope of Tashlum, and that's a continuation. Tami Yitzruni, that we say that they were with me from the times that I was created, because just like the end when Hashem does Chesed for a little baby, it's a Chesed shel emes because he doesn't even realize the Chesed that Hashem does for him. V'shem when he's his mother's womb. So too, the chesed that Hashem does for his entire lifetime are chesed shel emes, without the reason of being the kavanah of a tashlum for it. The Tamid Yitzruni, Hashem always created me simply, somewhere and protected me, but the simple taich is, Tamid Yitzruni, that Hashem always created me. The Moshe Soloveitchik from Schweitz explained that the reason it's called this Tamid Yitzruni is because it's a constant yitzira of a person. They've taught Broly Akim, but every time there's a chiddush of a person every morning. So Hashem's constantly recreating the person, and that's how we say Tamid Yitzruni. Zechor Rachamecho Hashem. We continue that Hashem should remember his Rachmanis, the Chasidecho, and his Chasodim, the Chasodecho, and his Chasodim. Kimeolam Hema. So Rashi explains Kimeolam Hema, they were from the days of Adam Arishan. That Cheshbaruch told him, "B'yamechal tchom imenu Thomas, that the day that you eat from it, you'll die." And Hashem had chesed and rachman with it and other merishin, and gave him yemishal Cheshbaruch, which is Aleph Shanim. The Mizal Ruvin, the Fagus Ruvin, says that it's me'olam hema even before the Bria Sa'olam, because tshuva is one of the things that were created before the Bria Sa'olam, and this is a rachman and a chesed of Hashem that He gave us the way to get out of our averus. Like the Mesias Sharm tells us, it's the Gval de Gatav that Hashem gave us the ability to do tshuva. And that's what we say, Rachamecho v'chasdecho kimei olam hema. They're from before the world was created, before the world was in existence. Now, we say Zechor Rachamecho kimei olam hema. So the Sfasemes points out, Sharm Shofarsh points out, speaks out the question more. Now, usually when a person does chasadim, when he receives chasadim for somebody, he would hope that the person forgets the chasadim that he did for him. This way he would do new for chasadim. When it comes to Hashem, we say, Zechor Rachamecho, Hashem should remember his chasadim. Why is that? So as Hashemus points out, because what we're saying is that this is the way Hashem made the Bria, these are the anhagos that Hashem feared in the Bria, and Kaviyochot, to an extent, this is the way the Bria has to work. So we're saying to Hashem, Me'olim Heimat, from before Bria, Sa'olim, this is the Tava that you put into this world, that Hashem has Rachmanis on us. And therefore we should vow to have Rachmanis on us, because this is the Midas that Hashem was Misnaig Olam Yimoyim. If Shabbos so first adds, that we're saying is, that Hashem is like a parent to us, that has the Rachmei Ahav, unlimited amount. Just like a father does it, when a child is too young to understand the chasadim that Hashem is doing for him.
And the father does it anyways. So Hashem's chasad that Hashem did for us, they were also when we were too young to understand, because they were from always. So remember what you did for us, Hashem. And we're only the fruits of your rachman and chesed. Our whole essence comes through the rachman of Hashem and the chesed of Hashem. And therefore, since our whole essence is through your rachman and chesed, that's a reason that Hashem should have more rachmanis and chesed on us, that we shouldn't get lost. Because we're the creations, the fruit of the meisim, of chesed and rachman that Hashem has. And just like a parent, the more rachman and chesed they have on the child, the more they toil with them, the more it builds up in them, more rachman and chesed. So too, we're davening to Hashem, that Hashem's rachman and chesed should be like a parent, and it should constantly come more. Now, Kenza, we can add to this, that when it comes to the chesed of Hashem, there's no choice of hoping or forgetting, but our only choice is to hope, to be mighty Hashem and praise Hashem and ask for more. There's a word from the Rav Shitzer, that the Rav Shitzer said, we daven, Yom Niram, we say about Hashem, that Hashem is Zeicher and Shkoches. Why do we say Zeicher and Shkoches? Why do we say Zeicher HaKol? Wouldn't the ultimate Shvach to Hashem be that Hashem remembers everything? Why do we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Zeicher and Shkoches? So the Rav Shitzer said, the reason is, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a midah, that what a person remembers, Kavayach Hashem forgets about a person, he doesn't ignore it, and what a person doesn't remember, what a person shekech, that's what Hashem remembers about a person. Meaning a rasha. If he does a person a favor, he constantly reminds and collects on that favor his entire life. But shekech, when he beats and he kills, he steals, he robs, or whatever bad he does, b'nadam l'chaveri, b'nadam l'makim, he forgets about it within seconds. So Hashem says, you the Rasha, I'm Zeicher Nishkoches, I remember the Averis that you did, in the Tshuva, but the Tavis you collected on already, you made people pay for it, you received everything for it already. Mashiachin, the Tzaddik does Chasadim, he does Mitzvahs, he forgets about them, he's not busy counting them. But his Averis, V'chatosi Negdi Tomid, he's constantly remembering them to do Tshuva on them, and he's worried about them. Therefore Hashem says, the Tzaddik that has his Averis in front of him always, there's not going to be a zikaron on the averus. But Shankin, the mitzvahs that he forgot about, they didn't take credit for, they didn't ask for payment for, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers about him. That's what we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zoicha Nishkoches. So if we would let it go under the rug, so to speak, the chesedim that Hashem did for us and the rachmanis that Hashem did for us, then if I care, we'd be in a much worse situation. Then we wouldn't be able, then the Hashem would remember our lack of gratitude, how much He did for us, and our lack of gratitude. Maybe He wouldn't do for us new chesedim. But since we are mighty to Hashem, and we thank Hashem, and we ask for more chesed rachmim, it could be a way that we should be zoicha, that we should be able to come to more chesed rachmim.